We're speaking to you from the Kenmore Hotel in Boston, where our mutual microphones are attending the presentation of the Army-Navy E Award to the employees of the McElroy Manufacturing Corporation, world's largest makers of high-speed communication apparatus. Our presentation ceremonies will include the appearance of Colonel Kirk B. Lawton, Senator David I. Walsh, Lieutenant Commander James E. Morgan, Governor Leverett B. Saltonstall, Ted McElroy, and John Contini of the company receiving the award. Our master of ceremonies is Tom Slater.
Ladies and gentlemen, in opening our ceremonies, Miss Jean Merrill will sing America.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountain side, let freedom ring.
Colonel Lawton, the Honorable Senator Walsh, Governor Saltonstall, Commander Morgan, distinguished guests, and ladies and gentlemen, we're here to participate in a momentous event, an event to make justly proud every man and woman of the McElroy Manufacturing Corporation. Since so many gallant women are concerned, I'd like to pay special tribute to their loyal efforts and splendid workmanship, which have brought to your organization the commendation of our Army and Navy. Perhaps one of the most striking traits of the American people is our ability to rise to an emergency, to meet the tremendous demands made upon us willingly, cheerfully, to work with heart, mind, and body completely and with all of our energies when the need is great, to change our way of life gladly when our country needs it of us. You folks at the McElroy Manufacturing Corporation have proven your great adaptability, your great worth. You've proven it to your country and yourselves. Coming from all walks of life, you have, with amazing speed, demonstrated your ability to serve your country in its crisis. Your president, Mr. Ted McElroy, began his work with dots and dashes as an American Morse man at the age of 13, and before long, he won a championship contest in that code. From that day on, his destiny was assured. In 1922, he began to establish world's records, and in succeeding years, his speed increased. Until today, he holds the record as world's champion radio telegraphist. It's entirely fitting that Ted, with his accomplishments in telegraphy, received today this great honor, the coveted Army-Navy E Award for outstanding service in that field. Not long ago, you received a letter from the Honorable Robert P. Patterson, Undersecretary of War, in which you were told that the Army and Navy of our United States had determined to confer upon you all the prized Army and Navy Production Award, the Honored E, representing exceptional performance far and above expected production on the industrial front. This honor, steeped in a glorious tradition, is a joint recognition from both the Army and the Navy. It is a personal salute from the men of our fighting forces to each and every member of McElroy's as a true soldier of production. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very proud to participate in this great occasion. As far as I know, it is the first award of its kind to be made to a company manufacturing the type of equipment you are noted for.